we left off last week, we were talking about the really basic question that, in a certain sense, is one of the most basic questions in our entire parak, and that's really the status of knas. And the status of knas is really to head in the sugya where the yesh rush b'knas or any rush b'knas. If somebody did an action that's mechayivim, at least in theory, mechayivim to pay knas, whether he was a gana, whether he was a tabi chamocha, whether he was ma'anes or a girl, whatever it was, he did a mice that potentially is going to result in the paying of a knas, but the knas hasn't yet been paid. It hasn't even made it to Beis Din yet. The mice happened, but the psak din didn't occur yet. And then the supposed recipient of the knas dies. The question is, can the din Torah continue? Can you subsequently have Hamad Abedin, Abed Gmar Din, and say that, well, since you would have had to pay the recipient of the Knas, Yesh Mirushib Knas, it's fundamentally not different than any other moment. So the same way that if I owe money to you, then you die, so I owe the money to you, Yerushim. So should we say that just as Yesh Yerushib Mamon, Yerush applies not just to items that actually exist, but even potential Chiyuvim to come, so too, Yesh Yerushib Knas. Should I say no? That any Yerushib Knas, Knas is somehow different from Mamon. So we developed this whole theory, why should or should not we equate the Mamon and Knas? This is part of our global question. This is like probably the number one question that's been coming up. As I think I quoted at the beginning of the year, Rav Lachman told me we're going to learn two sugyas this year, right? So Rav Lachman quoted me last year in June. He said, what are you saying, Shira? And I said, Elenaris. So he said to me, yeah, you're only going to learn two sugyas the whole year. I said, that's interesting. Okay, more than two sugyas prepared. No, only two sugyas. He said, one sugyas is Kimli Dramine, and the other sugyas is Kenas. The other sugyas was almost right. The 90% of the shirim were either Kimli Dramine, and every once in a while we threw in another one for good luck. But those are the two main sugyas. So we keep on coming back to the same basic question, how do we view Kenas? And this question that we've been talking about for the last 2-3 days is really the fundamental question. Is a chi of knas created at the time of the maaseh? Was a chi of knas really put on hold until the psak did? That's really the fundamental question. If you hold that the chi of knas is fundamentally via b'shas maaseh, so then it's nitan to Yerusha. If the chi of knas doesn't kick in until later, then there's nothing here. It's less than tangible. It's non-existent. Can it be Yerusha on something that doesn't exist? So this has been part of a theme we've been talking about so many times. This depends on how you learn the din of Moed B'Knas Potter. This depends on sugis in the beginning of Maseches Makis. This depends on Rashi and Tais B'Chiv L'Tais D'Shemayim and Tfisa. Every time the sugi keeps on repeating itself, the same underlying trend. So if Yerush B'Knas is such a pivotal sugya, what is the answer to that question? Is it Yesh Yerush B'Knas or Yerush B'Knas? Of course, we pointed out last week that our Gemara, which is this sugya, gives us contradictory lines, one line to the next. Half the sugya sounds like Yesh Yerusha, and half the sugya sounds like Yesh Yerusha. So we had last week 6 different biurim in the Rishonim, 5 in the Rishonim, and 6 from the Rav Chanan to try to explain away, in a sense, what's the rule, what's the exception to the rule. So at the end of the day, we came with an absolute lack of clarity. So we're still not sure what the din is, but the Yesh Yerusha Knas, the Yesh Yerusha Knas. So we decided that we have to start fishing around other sugyas and shas, other places, to try to get a little bit better clarity. So that's when we left off on Thursday. We had just started to find the Raya Brura, that maybe Yesh La Tshuva, Yesh La Tshuva. What's the din? Is the Yesh Rish Mekanas, the Yesh Mekanas? Everything is hinging. The whole year, half the year is hinging on this Shaila for the Yesh Rish Mekanas, the Yesh Mekanas. So at the end of the Shia on Thursday, before we threw our hands up and we start talking about Yom HaTzmut, so we pointed out that much of the discussion revolves around the Sugya, a complicated Sugya, the beginning of the fourth press. Let's go back to that point again, just to revamp that Sugya a little bit in our minds and try to understand why that is or is not a significant Raya. So the Gemara was talking about a detail, sugya, which is really not a ksuba sugya altogether. It's really a Masechah Shavuos sugya, or it's a 9 Pech Bamakama sugya. I was learning yesterday afternoon, Mayach was learning Hagoy Zaleitzim now. So he's learning Bamakama, so then the Kiyas, they're learning Hagoy Zaleitzim. So he was hard, everyone learned Hagoy Zaleitzim, the end of Hagoy Zaleitzim was very, very hard. So he was hacking last yesterday afternoon, between the Shailan, she was a Pikodon, and Bagosh was we had with aid and without aid, and a Chaimish, a Knas, a Hapakapara, Pamish. I was getting dizzy from some of the sugars in the end of a good late. So my wife was sitting at the table with us as we were fighting it out about how to read this line to come out, a good late. She was just looking at us like what? Like, I tied this, and he tied this, and he tied that, and I tied that, and the Edom came, didn't come. I was confused. I was getting myself confused in this, so it's a confusing sugya. So every time you have shvus and pikadon things, it gets confusing because too many people are talking to each other. Everyone's screaming, and everyone's lying at each other. So it becomes very, very complicated. So too, beginning of the fourth parak of Ksubis, so the Gemara refers to sugya Masechah Shvus, about the following shaila. Shvus and pikadon, basically means that I say to you, you owe me $100 because you have my pikadon, you stole something, you found something, I have a tithe against you, you owe me $100. Mavenus of $100 in your hands. And you, sir, you deny it, and then a few days later you decide to do tshuva and you want to be moida. So that's what it says, the chichesh b'misa b'pikadon. So what's the din? You have to pay what? Nu, chazar, nu, what do you got to do? You got to pay Karen, you got to pay chaymish, got to pay osham, right? The works, okay? That's what's the pikadon. Comes the Gemara and says, it's muvan mi'elam. Nobody argues on this. That shvus ha'bikadon only makes sense if you are kaifer ha'bikadon. That's what it means. V'chichesh b'misa. You are kaifer ha'bikadon. Being kaifer ha'bikadon has an implication to it, namely, you are kaifer, but you could have just as easily been what? You could have been moida. So you had two options in front of you. You had two paths. You could have been kaifer. You could have been moida. You chose the option of being kaifer. That's the parasha of the chichesh b'misa. That's the key of that's the condition for the shvus b'kadon to kick in. Got to be the chichesh b'misa. You had the option of being moida. You chose not to be moida. Now you are kaifer. And now you are moida. Afterwards, you do tshuva later. That's the parasha of shvus b'kadon. In an area of halacha where you didn't have that option anyway, such as kenas, because of the three magic words, what? Medukas potter, you would have been moida from today till tomorrow, the outcome would have been the same, you still wouldn't have had to pay. So in a parish of knas, it's not nitan lehem, that's not shaykh to talk about the dinner shvus ha'pikadon. I say to you, you chayv to be dalad v'hei. And you say, no, I'm not. And then a week later you feel bad. This nishkin shvus ha'pikadon. Because even if you would have said, yes, I did, we wouldn't have made you pay the money anyway. So this nishkin hachosh, that's not the chichesh b'misoy. So that's everybody agrees to. But that much changes the facts a little bit. What if I say to you, you were gone, you stole my animal, and you were tevech ha'moicher, and I was mamad you bedin last week. And now you say, no, you weren't. The whole thing's l'hoyu d'var me'aylam. And then you feel bad, you come back a week later and say, no, I'm so sorry, chadasi avisa erev yom kippur, I lied to you. Is that good shvus ha'pikadon or not? So that becomes a very dachistic question. Namely, when I claim to you, you were nischayav to liknas v'amaraticha bedin, what would the din be if you would have been moed on the spot? Would we apply the rule of moed b'knas potter? Or would we say, no, once the din teir is being worded about hamad b'din, once it's hamad b'din, it's ois knas. It's no longer called the case of knas. So what does the Gemara say? No, what's the halacha? Once it's hamaraticha b'din, that's a tainis moment. That's not a tainis knas anymore. So in effect, if I would have said to you, b'nafta v'tavachta v'maraticha b'din, and if you would have been moedeh, you would have been made the moment. You chose to be koifer. You are eligible for the din of what? Ushur sapikadim. That's what the Rabbanan say. And in theory, that everyone should say. That should be the din. Based on what we just told you, the only point of Ushur sapikadim is when it's a din tire of kenas, because you don't have the ability to be made. But once it's transformed, it's changed to become a matich, but then it becomes moment. So then, the regular din of Ushur sapikadim kicks in. Come to Rabbi Shimon, the Hele Gitar from Shimon, from the cave, from Lag Bayim Gitar. Come to Rabbi Shimon, it says, no. There's a special din, even if it doesn't make any sense, there's a special Zer Sakosov, that there's no Shavuos HaPikadon B'chi HaGavna. Why not? Because all the examples that the Torah gives of Shavuos HaPikadon are pure mominous. V'kicheish ba'amisoy. Come on, Asher, let's go, come on. B'fikadon. No. Oh, B'sumis Yad, oh, B'gazel, oh. Ashakas amisa, omata aveda, vichicheshba, vinishbal shoker, lecho, ashayas adam, lechatoi bahina. Okay. Every one of the examples that the Torah gives is something which started out as mominous. Kum du vishimudid rasha, yatsu elu, she'ein tchilosan mominous. I just made up those words, but that's what he says. Yatsu elu, she'ein tchilosan mominous. Even though it's true, Rabbi Shimon agrees that right now it's mammon, because it's hamaratich, but it's not shim kenas anymore. But Rabbi Shimon holds as a quirk, as a prat, as a detail, that the only time the Torah is mechayev, keren chamish v'yashom, is only if it started out as mammon. It started as kenas, it's not subjective. It's not dumya to geza, pikadon, tzumis yad, oshak, etc. That's machkudus machlekes Rabbi Shimon derabbanan. So the machlekes is, there's not a chayshemish machlekes. It's machlekes akotchim tika machlekes. The machlekes in the chiddush ha'teira of the Karen v'chemish v'yashem shvus ha'pikadon, is that chiddush ha'teira only on something that's mamish mominous now? According to Rabbanan, as long as it's mominous now, that's enough. And Rabbi Shimon, the chadish, that has to be something which is ikarim mamon. Adkan divri agama. Good, very nice. So in the middle of that discussion, the Gemara says, does that mean to say that Rabbi Shimon holds that Hamad Abedin is meaningless? Does that mean to say that Tachlis comes to Rabbi Shimon, Lomalav and married Hamad Abedin? So the Gemara says, no. These are the Hilchos Shavuos HaPikad, and the Tachlis doesn't make a difference, because even though it was Hamad Abedin, there's still no Shavuos HaPikad, Exeris HaKosov. But maybe Rabbi Shimon, that Hamad Abedin is important, then what area of Halach is Hamad Abedin important? What does the Gemara say? Doing the on wisdom and base and base. What is the Gemara say? May the Rabbi Shimon. Where's the Gemara? And base and base. What does the Gemara say? Very amoy. V'chi kamina mamin have la rishil abanav. Even Rabbi Shimon agrees Hamad Abedin is important. It's not important Shrus that we called on, but it's important because Yerusha. Why? Because pre Hamad Abedin there wouldn't be Yerusha on Kenas. Post Hamad Abedin, there would be Yerusha and Knas. So the Nekudas of Achleges, the Gemara is very clear that the Nekudas of Achleges of Shimon the Rabbanan has nothing to do with our analysis of Knossos, our analysis of Mamadis, our analysis of Yerusha. Rabbi Shimon is on the same page as the Rabbanan. They agree to everything. They agree to everything we spoke about. That Mamad is Mamad, Knas is Knas. Post Hamad Abedin is already considered to be Mamad. Knas is not subject to Yerusha. Mamad is subject to Yerusha. Everything Rabbi Shimon and Rabban agree to. They disagree with one quirk. One, is there a detail that exists across of in Shvus of God in it? This is like classic, you know, when you learn Machlaikesim. So most people think that everything is a Machlaikes. And then when you learn a little bit more, you realize that it licked in every Machlaikes. Everybody agrees to 999%. And that's a good math statement, not as questionable. But everyone agrees to 99.9, is more correct. 99.9% of the issues. Ever you find any machlokes, give me any machlokes. Name a machlokes. Give me any machlokes. Come on, any machlokes. Now, anything in Shas. What? Kol Omid Libros. That's like the number one machlokes you ever thought of. Kol Omid Libros. Only because it's Nafiyam yesterday, right? That's why, okay. Dov Shem Miskavim. Okay, Dov Shem Miskavim. That's the people probably, okay. So, I like the Kola Omid Likvos. I'll make both of you guys happy. Okay. So let's take Dov Hashem Miskavim for a second, right? Everybody agrees that there are Lama Tess Bachas on Shabbos. Everyone agrees to that? That's a lot of things to agree upon. That's 39 different things to agree upon. That's pretty serious stuff, okay? Everyone agrees there's a principle called Melechas Mechsheves. That's pretty a lot to agree upon. It's not the Feirush in the Torah. It's a learned out for Pesach, for Mishkan, the Chagad, your whole story, Melechas Mechsheves. That's 99% of all the Shabbos that everybody agrees to. And now, they're having a nuance of Machloikis. I do X, and there's a chance that Y happens. Is that also or not? If we know that Y is going to happen, no, what do we say? Everyone agrees to that. Nobody questioned that. Rabbi, you have me in a big list. Okay, not for now. But everyone agrees. Everyone agrees to the basics of Shabbos. Okay, now we're going to usher back. You're happy. Everyone agrees as a parish of Shtar. Everyone agrees as a concept of Shtar. Everyone agrees the case of Soita. Everyone agrees to the basic ABCs. Kile, Stira, Tuwaita. Everyone agrees as a Ksuba. Everyone agrees as a Ksuba. Everyone agrees as a rule called the Metzach Levaraya. Everyone agrees to that. The Nakudas of Machleik is Bisham, Bisilil is, do you view Shtar as I'm the Maitzi or you are the Maitzi? That's a detail of details of details. Everyone agrees to the basic picture. That's exactly what the Gemara here says in Mendez and Mendez. The Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon and Rabban see eye to eye on every single thing. They agree. There's a din called Ados, Baal Din Kemeidim Domi. They agree. Everybody agrees. Nobody argues about that. I remember Rabban Levin, the Ktzais, Tadam Achoikis, how it works. Okay, you learn about Messiah, figure that out. But everyone agrees there's a din of Ados, Baal Din Kemeidim Domi. Does anyone in their right mind ever question the din of Moedim Kanas Potter? Nobody argues about that. There's Machlaikis, Rabban Shmuel, and Moedim Kanas Chachbo Eidim, is it this, is it that, is it Ptur, not a. Those are details. Everyone agrees. Everyone agrees there's a parsha of Yerusha in the Torah. Everyone agrees that there's Yerusha on Mammon? Avada. Does everybody agree there's no Yerusha on Kenas? Avada. Everyone agrees. Everyone agrees to everything. Does everybody agree that Hamad Abedin transforms Kenas to be Mammon? Everyone agrees to that. We state all these things in the Torah. Everyone figured this all. There's all Tosh about that. Some of it was told explicitly to Moshe Rabbeinu. Some of it, the Chacham Shiva Isa Dor and subsequent Jurists figured out on their own. Exciting over here, okay? I'm so excited, so overwhelmed by this development of Messiah that we can keep things in place. So everyone agrees. You say this. Everyone agrees as a din of Shavuos HaPikadon. Everyone agrees Shavuos HaPikadon makes no sense in the context of Kenas. Everyone agrees it makes sense in the context of Mammon. Everyone agreed from Moshe Rabbeinu to Rabbi Dezer, Rabbi Shimon, and the Rabbanan. All of this was agreed upon. There's Muskam. It could be some of these things were fought out in earlier Dairus. That's what the Ram describes in the Tam Depression Mishnayas. A lot of these things may have been debated in the earliest Sanhedrin. We don't know what they were talking about in the days of David and Melech. We don't know what in the world in the days of Chizkiyahu and Melech they were talking about. So they may have been fighting about some of these things, or maybe some of these things everyone agreed upon. Maybe this was pure halacha mashim sin. We don't know. We're not sure. But by the time the Tanoi meant it onto the scene of history, this was all muvan me'elov. These were not even questions anymore. Shimon de Rabbanan were fighting out about a nuance of a detail. Is there a gzeres hakasuf called ba'inan ikara mamon, or is nishkin gzeres hakasuf? That was the whole machlokes of Shimon de Rabbanan. Hakol mikolko. So comes the Gemara and says that Rabbi Shimon says, chmin moide, a moide that to be meirish a knas, hamad b'din makes a difference. Ad kan de Gemara. Nurbay said, this is the background to our sugya. Comes to and says, what do you see from Rabbi Shimon and from the Rabbanan and from everybody? That Maidir Rabbi Shimon, Shimon's being Maidir, Maidir Shimon is sick race, right? Maidir Rabbi Shimon, that Hamadah B'din is critical, is important. La'irish Labanov, La'irish Knas Labanov, implying what? That pre Hamadah B'din, what's the din? There's no Yerusha. You see, here, Klor, a Yerusha B'Knas. That's a raya. Right? That's not a bit right, right? Tos is a raya. So come to Rishonim, comes Tosis and says, what are we draining our cup? Six pshatim in the Rishonim, how to explain Agamar? Yesha, Rusha, Ein Rusha, Yesha. Turn the page, learn the next parak, open up Narshish Patsa, and you see right away that from the fact that the Gemara says, Meidir Rabbi Shimon, the implication is obvious that Priya Modabedin, there's nothing to talk about. That's a raya. So comes Tosis and says, there's only one way to deflect that raya. You have to go back to Mabez and Mabez and analyze the sugya properly. Comes Tosis and quotes from one of the Baal HaTosfos, who? The famous Baal HaTosfos? The Rihalovan. I don't know anything about the Rihalovan. The only thing I know about him is that what? Either he was blonde, or he had a very, very light skin. I have no idea why he was called the real Lovin. No idea. Anyone have any idea why? What? Anyone know why he was called the real Lovin? What? I have no idea. The real Lovin. Is there any other place in Shas Tosis quotes him? This is the sheet of the real Lovin. This is the sheet. I don't know who he was. The real Lovin. Actually, you'll find out for us later who he was. Okay. My guess, his name was either Ben Yitzchak or Ben Yaakov or Ben Yosef. Big guess, there weren't too many Yud's names in the days of the Rishonim. Look, the real one. You guys working on it? No one's got it? Prague. Tell me about him. This is fascinating. Well, is it Tam Ben Atam? Yeah? Wow, okay. Why is it called the Lovan? They have about as much idea as I do. Okay, you have to check Professor Orbach's book. He's the expert in all the details. I don't need everyone to know about the Baalei Tosfos. Okay. All right. So Rabbi Say, not the Rihalovan, much more important than why he was called the Rihalovan. As the Netziv said, the Netziv was very opposed to biographies about Gedolim, which is strange because they wrote a biography about him. But his own nephew wrote them. The Netziv, he didn't write that. That was, he came to England. So he was very opposed about biographies. And when they asked him why he was so opposed, the whole idea of writing Gedolim books, he thought was a silly thing. So why was he against it? So he said, supposedly he said something along the lines like, he said, I don't really care what Abaye wore, I care what Abaye said. It doesn't really interest me what color hair the real elephant had. So much about if you're a historian and you don't really care too much about Torah, you just care about all the silly, not all the stars, like I'm saying, some people are just interested in all the trivia of history. So then you research as to what color beard the real elephant had. But if you really care about, Naish and his pots and Yerusha B'Knas, doesn't matter if he had a green, purple, or red beard. It doesn't matter. We want to know what he had to say. So as Asher's trying to figure out what color beard he had, we're trying to figure out what he said. So what did the real Lovan say? He said, Zok the real Lovan, you have to go all the way back to the basics, back to Membeis of Membeis, and reread the Gemara. Zok the real Lovan, when the Gemara says that Meidir B'Shimin, Chikamina Lach, right? Meidir B'Shimin, that that Hamada Bedin plays a role, the Gabi Yerusha, we totally missed the boat. The Gemara is not talking about general Yerusha question. Is the Yerusha B'Knas, the Yerusha B'Knas, and only after Hamada Bedin, it's up to me, I love one. There's Yerusha B'Knas from day one. From the minute that you ma'anis the group, the minute that you shechted the animal, the minute you stole the animal. How about this Yerusha B'Knas? The real Levin is learning like those Risharim in our sugi were saying, Udibinohave, means it literally. Not like the Ramban was doicha, another Risharim was doicha. How about this Yerusha B'Knas? Why not? Why is Knas different than Mammon? The Mechayev of Knas, and we're putting words into Real Levin's mouth, we're probably right. The Mechayev of Knas is not the Psak Din. The Mechayev of Knas is what? Is the Maisa. So there's regularly Yerusha B'Knas, like there's Yerusha B'Mammon. So when the Gemara says, L'chmeidir Rabbi Shimon, Hamad Abedin transforms, the Gemara's not even talking about the topic. So what does the Gemara mean with those magic words? Meidir Rabbi Shimon, V'chi kamina, L'harisha L'banav. Zok to Rehlovan, the Gemara is still stuck in the sugi of what? Oshvuas HaPikadon. The Gemara is discussing a detail of a detail within Rabbi Shimon Shita. Rabbi Shimon is an unbelievable chiddush. Rabbi Shimon says that the keveya, whether they're shvuas apikadon or not, it doesn't really depend on right now, is it moment of knas? That's the Rabbanan's version. According to Rabbi Shimon, what's the key? What does it really depend on? What its roots are, what it started out as. Is this something which began as a knas? Even though right now it's moment, then there's no shvuas apikadon. If it started as mammon, then and only then is the shvuas apikadon. That's the gzeirus hakasuv of gezel, oshra, kaveda, tzimus yad. That's the gzeirus hakasuv of Rabbi Shimon. It's got to be tchilosei mammon. How do you define tchilosei mammon? What does tchilosei mammon mean? If you would have asked me, I would have said tchilosei mammon means I break your window. That's tchilosei mammon. $500 from you. That's tchilosei mammon. The minute the din Torah starts out as the chiyav dal vehei, chiyav aris mafater, those kinds of halachas, it's doomed. It's doomed from birth. It can never become a tchilas mammon. Tchilas is jishkei mammon, tchilas is knas. That's what the Gemara says, no, not so fast. It could be tchilas or knas, and still halachli be labeled as tchilas mammon. How does it pull off that? How do we wear two hats at the same time? So comes the Gemara and says, it doesn't really matter how the case really started. In Gilgal Rishon, it doesn't really matter. What matters is as follows. If Reuven owed money to Shimon, B'teris Knas, he stole, Shechta Dalvei, Anasim Avata, Maiti Shem, or whatever it was. Chati Nezik of Shortam, to make life, you know, labor, to the common days. Whatever the name of the Knas is. It started out as Knas. But something radical happened. You know what happened? The original Baldin is no longer alive. He died already. And now, the Yerushim are coming with a claim. And the Yerushim are saying, you owed our father X amount of money. Comes the real Lovin and says, if Hamad Bedin preceded the death of the Baldover, so it turns out that when these guys, these Yerushim, got the claim, when they first got the hands on the case, it was already what? What was it? But when it comes to their claim, it's already Mammon. Now it's true, Kedem Isabratius, but the father was still alive. It started out as Knas. So even though the claim per se started out as Knas, but vis-a-vis the Baal Din now, it didn't start out as Knas, because they first got the hands on it when it was already Mammon. That's what the Gemara means. When the Gemara says, Meidir Rabbi Shimon, Chika Amina Mammon Have, Larisha Labanov, what that means is, even Rabbi Shimon, who says that it has to be Chilasai Mammon in order for Kabin Shvuasap, he cut it to kick in, Rabbi Shimon's Meidir, that if there was Hamad Bedin pre the death of the father, it was transformed to be Mammon. And it's so much mammon, that's called tchilas mammon. That meets the criteria of tchilas mammon. Because from their vantage point, from the time they kick into the storm, from the time they start their presentation, it starts out as mammon. It's tchilas mammon. That's kind of my sabrishis. There's a loch partly. That's sufficient to meet the criteria of Rabbi Shimon of tchilas mammon. If there was no Hamad Bedin yet, and now there's Hamad Bedin later, and I claim that we got it as Knas, and we were Mamed Yubadin, and then he's Khaifer and Mayah. That's not Chilasa Mamed. That's Chilasa Knas. If the Yarshim received it with a tag of Knas on it, even though it subsequently transformed to be Mamon, that's the Gzeres HaKosos Adumi the Gezel. But by the time the Yarshim got it, it was already Mamon. That's enough, even according to Rabbi Shimon. That's what the Gemara is talking about. Comes to Rabbi Elavan and says, if that's what the Gemara means, then this Gemara is saying absolutely nothing about what topic? Zero, zippo, about Yerusha B'Knas. The Gemara is not addressing Yerusha B'Knas. The Gemara is not evaluating Yerusha B'Knas. The Gemara is not putting the brakes on Yerusha B'Knas only after Hamad B'Din. There is no limitation on Yerusha B'Knas. Yerusha B'Knas doesn't need Hamad B'Din. You know when Yerusha B'Knas happens? It always happens. Because the Real Lovin says, those who showed him back on Daf Lamed Tes were right. The Real Lovin back on Lavo, whatever Daf we're on. What Daf we're on? I don't even remember anymore. Lamed Tes, the Tes, whatever Daf we're on. Those who showed him back in the third parak, who claim that Yesh Yerusha B'Knas are right. There's always Yerusha B'Knas. You don't need Hamad B'Din for Yerusha B'Knas. What you need Hamad B'Din for is to make sure that the Knas is Nishkan Knas. To make sure that it's a moment before the moment of truth. The moment of truth is when the Yarshim get their first grabs onto this quote unquote mammonis, are they getting it pitaris mammon, getting it pitaris chapsanaf kamin according to Rabbi Shimon? Does this sugya mean anything according to the Rabbanon? Absolutely nothing. Because according to the Rabbanon, there is no such thing called chilasa b'mammon. So when all the dust settles, come to Real 11 and says, the sugya in the beginning of Perek Shnarish and Espatasa is totally and completely irrelevant to our discussion. That's the Real 11. You have to be a Tom for a bit of Tom for this. The Rishayim come, it's the genius pshat. But, how does that say that in the Gemara? I mean, the Gemara just says, very, very vague, the Gemara says, it's a Lashon Gemara. V'chiko amina momen havela risha labonov. That means is, vis-a-vis the sugya of Shavuos HaBigodon, is considered to be momen when it's larisha labonov. The Gemara is not talking about regular, plain, and simple larisha labonov. That's the pshat of the Real 11. Everyone read that Tosin Sa'i with the quote 311? Who read the Tosin Ksubis? Where it is? Who read the Tosin Ksubis? When you read the Tosin Ksubis, did you have any idea what the 311 was talking about? I had absolutely no idea. Who read the Tosin Baba Kama? I put both on the Mamakamas, right? Didn't I? No. Which one did I put on? No, okay, because I don't want to bother. The guys have to bother to go look up Baba Kama. What? The Gemara Baba Kama. So I figured you guys would read the Tosin Ksubis, not know what it's talking about, and somebody would figure out, hey, let's check the Tosin Baba Kama. So the Tosin Baba Kama is three times the size, but it's actually clear. You can read the Tosin Ksubis, your mamish cannot figure out what he's talking about. You read the Tosin Baba Kama, then it's clear as day exactly what he's talking about. So we just explained exactly what he's talking about, hopefully clear as day. So Rabbi Say, we still don't have a raya. So let's cause it for a second. We had six sheets in the Rishonim and Acharonim, how to be Miyashiv Agamaras. We're searching for rayas back and forth. So far, we have two rayas. What were the two external rayas, not from our daf itself? Who remembers? What were the rayas with the Yesh Yerusha Rein Yerusha? What was the first raya? The first Mishnah in Narisha Espatasa. What does the Mishnah say? No? What does it say? It says, Mesa Av, right? Ad Shalom, right? Mesa Av, Ad Shalom, Davidin, right? Mes Av. Kaidem Hamad Bidin. So what does it say? Where does it go to? It goes to the Tahar, right? Liatzma. So that seemed to be a raya. The what? That A in Yerusha B'Knas. What was the dicha of that? Who remembers? That's Xeris Akosov. Eina the Meirish. No. Eina the Meirish. Schuzbita. That's a different ballgame altogether. That's Nishkin raya, right? That was raya number one, deflection number one. Raya number two is according to Bishimin that Chikamina Mamon, right? Hamad Bidin makes Mamon, right? Lahayrish Labanov. So the Pashas Mikamara was Yesh Yerusha. What was the Dichle Rialavon? No, that's a special quirk within Shavuos HaPikadon. This has nothing to do with the regular standards of Yesh Yerusha and Yerusha. So we have two great Rayas, neither of them are carrying the day. We have to close Ksubis, and now really learn Baba Kama. One of the many times this year, that should be a good final question for the final. Just tell me all the time. What did I say?
Right.
Oh my goodness gracious, it would have been right. In Yerusha, so sorry about that one. Okay. Sorry. Sorry. Okay, in Yerusha. Okay, sorry. He said, we're so used, because it said, Moment have a horish bibanov, so just say Jewish means any Rishon. Okay. Okay. So basically, final question for the year is, tell me all the interplay between Maseches Ksubis and Maseches Bava Kamma. Third Perek Ksubis, seventh Perek Bava Kamma. I'd say one or two things you can talk about, okay? Not bad, right? So Rabbi, comes the moment of truth, the sugya in Maseches Bava Kamma. Perek Meruba. Very, very complicated sugya. We're talking about Dal V'Hei, but we have to draw a timeline. Where's the following Shiloh? Okay? The guy is Gonav. Right? Gonav Mishal Aviv. A really, really nice guy out here, okay? It's a good thing he's not between the age of 13 and 33 months, or else he's potentially been serving murder. He steals from his father, okay? And then, what happens? For our purposes, what happens next? What? Mace of it. Father dies. What happens next? What happens next? Tavach HaMachar, right? It's Tavach HaMachar. The Gemara has both Shilohs. First Tavach HaMachar before, after we're going to focus on this case. These three things happen. Gana Mishal Aviv, Mace of Tavach HaMachar. It's a Mishnah, right? What is the Mishnah saying? Now, who's taken to a Din Torah? The brothers, right? The brothers say, hey, wait a second. Hold on. One sec. You stole from that father. Now the father died, so we all were Yerish together, including you. We were all Yerish part of the animal. You were part of Yerish part of the animal. You shechted basically an animal that partially belongs to us. We're taking it to a Din Torah. We won Dal V'Hei on the Chelech of Yerusha that was coming to us. Right? It's a fair time, fair claim. What does the Mishnah say? Mishnah Baba Kama. No, nobody saw the Mishnah Baba Kama. Ain't Mishalim, right? Isn't it a Mishnah? Ain't a Mishal. What? You're the word. It's a Mishnah, right? Gemara quotes a Mishnah. Ain't a Mishal. Potter from Dal V'Hei. Why is he potter from Dal V'Hei? What is the Gemara saying? Why is he potter from Dal V'Hei? You know what's the reason? What's the reason? Give me a reason. Why is he potter from Dal V'Hei? Utvachay Mechara has a certain mashmos to it. What's the mashmos? It has to be a complete job. That's what's called Kula what? Kulo B'Isura. There's no partial Dal V'Hei. When you shech, when you tevech and moicher, you have to complete the job. It's got to be a total and complete act of outright geneva. In this case, by the time you got around to being tevech and moicher, you owned one third of this animal, depending on how many other brothers you have. You wish to kushuta from this animal now. So this is nishkein tevicha kula bisura. This is almost similar to another drasha tevacha kula bisura. Who remembers? Back to another interplay between Ksuvas and Mavakama. Who remembers? Where else do we have a very similar drasha? Tvachai Kula Bisura. The standards for Dal V'Hei somewhere on their own. Dal V'Hei is its own parsha. What constitutes something in other areas of Halacha doesn't suffice for Dal V'Hei, because Dal V'Hei has got to be a complete, absolute job to the end. No strings attached. Who remembers? Yeshna. Even if you hold that Yeshna Shchit Yatsoif, the buck stops here by Dal V'Hei, Utvachai Kula Bisura. Anyone remember? Chush Yishchutu B'Azara, Ashrechel Ebed Azara, remember all those? Rings should ring a bell, okay? So Dal V'Hei somehow is its own world. So the Gemara says, therefore you're potter. Right? Gonam Shalavit, Veis Aviv, Tachamacha, you're potter. So comes Taisus and says, wait, hold on. Says, hold the phone. Says Taisus, Zemin from Dov in this sugya, that the reason why you're potter is the Gzeres HaKosov Utvachai Kula B'Yisura. If not for that Gzeres HaKosov, Lu Yitzu, that possibly didn't exist, what would the din have been? What would the din have been? Based on regular din moments, except for the quirk in Hilchos Dal V'Hei, what would the din be? You'd be chayev. Who exactly is taking you to a din Torah? Please tell me who the other Baal Din is. Who's taking this guy? This no goodnik who stole from his father, shechted. After the father's levi, he went and shechted the animal. Who's taking to a din Torah? The Yoshim, maybe his brothers, right? His brothers are taking this guy, taking the brother to a din Torah. Who are the brothers that take him to a din Torah? What's their taina? What's their tviya? That you owe us what? You owe us our share of Dal V'Hei. Excuse me, Dal V'Hei is a what? It's a knas. The chiyei shirusha of a knas? What kind of din Torah is that? What's the Gemara talking about? The Gemara should have stopped and said the reason why there's no Dal V'Hei. The Mishnah says there's no Dal V'Hei here. So the Gemara derays a chakop. There's no doubt there because the gzeres akos mutvach kula bisura. Zemin fundos is taisves. If not for the kula bisura gzeres akos, this would have been subject to dal dehei. Based on what? Based on who? Who's the dal din? Does any rishon be knas? You see, from here's a taisves. It must be what? Yesh rishon be knas. That taisves raya. Zemin fundos. There must be rishon be knas. Otherwise, this din Torah wouldn't have even made it to the case. It should have been thrown out right away. Sometimes you have a din Torah that's thrown out on the technicality. It's like if a din Torah thrown out, there's no bal din. So you see from this whole Shavuot Torah, the sugya that Yeshu should be class. Yeah.
Why don't they own part of it by the time
though? Who own part of it?
The other brothers, because the mace happens, they become part of the. When the knas of Kavach Machar takes it, they already own part of it, so they're by them in the knas.
The case couldn't have even started because the Geneva was when?
Before.
Was before. So you didn't even have. You didn't have what?
That's not.
You didn't have Kefil. If you don't have Kefil, what can't you have?
Kefil
Knax or something? Kefil Knax. Vain Kefil ain't Dalav Hay. I think we spoke about that also. Main Geneva ain't Tavicha Mechira. That should also ring a bell. The year starting to come back together again, right? So there's nothing to talk about. There's only one thing that could save the day, Sistosis. There's only one way out of this raya. And you have to add something to this timeline. What must you stick in that could change everything, that could make Yerusha work even though it's quote-unquote kenas? What must you do? Somewhere here, you got to stick in something. What is it? Hamad Abedin. You better have Hamad Abedin over here. If you can stick in Hamad Abedin somewhere over here, then you're home free, because then by the time the father dies, it's already not a kenas, it's already a what? It's already mammon, and you're home free. Right? That's the only salvation. The only way out of this raya is to stick in Hamad Abedin. Comes Taisus and says, we learned Perek Merubah, and we realize that there's no way in the world you can stick Hamad Abedin here. Because if you stick Hamad Abedin in, you are in big, big trouble. That is the last thing we want on this timeline. Why is that? What is so gefil? What is so terrible about sticking money? Hamad Abedin is the only way out of this dilemma. The only way out of this dicha deraya. You can't, says Taisus. Your hands are tied. Checkmate, says Taisus. You can't have Hamad Abedin. You know why? Because the Gemara tucked away in Perek Merubah. No? What's the Gemara say in Merubah? Leave out Yershim and leave out crazy nutcases coming from fathers. Regular, normal case. Simple ganav. Simple, 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 elementary, Geneva, Tavicha Vechir 101. It's not advanced, the lab case, a simple case. I steal from you an animal, and your mom and Bibidin on the Geneva. You catch me ready for the Geneva, you take me to the Dentaira, and the Beis Din says, you're Chayev. And 5 minutes later, what do? I shech the animal. Perhaps. I stole the animal, you caught me, Beis Din says, you chayev to pay, go pay, and I go ahead and I shech the animal. Am I chayev dal v'heh not? What does the Gemara say? First Yom Kippur B'Kam, what does it say? Who saw it? No one saw it? Taisus quotes it. The Gemara says, once Beis Din paskens, I'm chayev to pay, it's no longer a chayev of what? It's no longer ganav anymore. Somebody said, the ganav part is over. The Geneva part has been determined. Now I have a chiyuv to pay. I'll tzpsak Beis Din. The Gemara says, when I go ahead and I shech that animal, I'm not a ganav shetovach. You know what I am? It's something the Gemara calls me a new name. You know what I am? I'm a gazlan shetovach. The minute that I'm caught by Beis Din and I'm paskened up, they have to pay. I'm stealing something from you, not because it's Geneva anymore. But no one saw the Gemara Bava Kami. Where's the Gemara Bava Kami? Where's the Gemara Bava Kami? It's not there. Taisus quotes it. Where is it? Where is it? Where am I? No, so Taisus quotes it. No, we need a real Gemara Bava Kami. We don't got a Gemara Bava Kami. What? No one brought a Gemara. Why'd you even think that we'd be learning Bava Kami today? Oh, somebody has a Bava Kami. What do you got? What is it? Maybe we can.
Beta Taisus.
Now you tell me about Metzias and Hedrin, I can make believe, but Beitz and Tais Megillah will be tough. It'll be a hard one. Okay? So we'll have to do a Be'al Peh. The Gemara says the favorite in Bava Kama, Gona V'tavach, V'omro lo Beizdin Omro lo, Tzei Tein Lai, V'gona V'tavach U'machar, Potter. Because Nimtze Ga'azlon, that's not a Ganav anymore. The Ganav is over. It's done. Once you had Hamad Bedin, Hamad Bedin is a trick. It could change anything. Hamad Bedin turns Knas into Mammon, turns Ganav into Gazlonim. Hamad Bedin, it's like Mamish. It's like Rumpelstiltskin. It turns things into Gazlonim. Everything Hamad Bedin changes the world. You guys don't even know what I'm talking about. Hamad Bedin, you're ois Ganav, you're now a Gazlon. And you know, have to pay all together. Zap Taisvis, if you dare and stick Hamad Bedin into this timeline, you are guilty of the ultimate violation of learning. And Ashiyar, of course, you are overkilling. You are guilty of ultimate overkill. Because the one thing you wanted to stick into the sugya to save the sugya just killed the entire sugya. You just destroyed the entire sugya. Because once you have a Hamad Bedin here, Tavach HaMachar is meaningless. The whole entire is a moot entire. The other children, the other Yerushim are coming and screaming at the brother, how dare you be Tavach HaMachar, the animal that's 3/4 hours? You got over your Tavach HaMachar. Ich bin a Tavach HaMachar? Excuse me. I'm a Gazlan Shet Tavach HaMachar, but there's no Dalal Behe for that. So Zok Taisus, the last thing you want is a Hamad Bedin here. So Taisus says, now we just proved to be on a Shavuot that Hamad Bedin doesn't belong. But Oy Samad Bedin, we're back to our original model. We have a Raya Brua. Hey, what's the Din Torah for? Zemin Fendol, what? What do you see from here? The what? Yesh Yerusha Biknas. That's a Raya. Now what does Taisus say? How does Taisus take the Raya? What? Different type of what? You almost said it. Different type of. What you meant to say is different type of Hamad Bedin. That's what you meant to say. Okay, good. And if you didn't, so I'm telling you that's what you should have said. Comes Taisus and says, there was Hamad Bedin here. Come on, this is like double talk. You just told me a minute ago that can't be Hamad Bedin. It was Hamad Bedin, so then there's no Dalzay to talk about altogether. Make up your mind. Yomadeinu, Rabbi Seinu, Baliyateisvis, was there Hamad Bedin or not? Zaptoisis, you have to learn Bava Kama carefully. So first thing you have to do is bring a Bava Kama to Shia. And second of all, you have to actually learn the Gemara Bava Kama. Comes Taisus and says, if you look carefully at the Gemara Bava Kama, you'll see the answer to this question. Says Taisus, the Gemara has two cases where potentially Hamad Bedin did or did not happen. In a regular, not this crazy walk, a normal case. I steal an animal from you, a gonav. There's gun of an animal. You caught me, brought me to Beis Din. Beis Din is deliberating on the case. Beis Din had Hamad Bedin already. Comes the Gemara, very, very dakistic achilach. The Gemara says, if Beis Din said to me, Chayav atalite loy, Beis Din had kapaskidam chayav, the second I hear those words, Chayav atalite loy, I run out and I shech the animal, Chayav adal behe. But, says the Gemara in contrast, if Beis Din said, what's the next magic word? Say tain loy. No one saw this thesis? No? This is not the Mamre Kermis. This chilik was on the Mamre Kermis? I thought it was. It's in that long thesis. Didn't I put the thesis of Kama in the Mamre Kermis?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's in there somewhere. Comes the Gemara of Kama and says, if Beis Din merely said, chai vatali tain loy, I'm still subject to Dal Behe. But if Beis Din said the magic word, say tain loy, that's already too late. Say tain lo, and then you're going to have a machar. Then you're going to have a machar. That's nimtze gazlon. There's no chiyuv dal behe anymore. But chayav atali tain lo is not yet enough. Akadir ferishik lo. I can't remember. That's not a toys. That's a ferishik lo. I'm a rava. Chayav atali tain lo is chayav dal behe. Say tain lo is pot dal behe. Gemara is giving us a darkestik achilach. What's called the Gemara din? What's not called the Gemara din? This halacha that Gemara Din transforms you to be a gazlan and you're no longer subject to al-bhe, it depends on the wording of the Beis Din, how complete, how final is the word of Beis Din. Chayav atalitin lo is still theoretical. Say tein lo is tachlis. It's a letter from Beis Din, go pay. There's a difference in halacha. Chayav atalitin lo, say tein lo. Hopefully next year we should learn Sanhedrin. So beginning of the third practice of Sanhedrin, this becomes very, very important. What's the moment of drill? What point is the Din Torah really over? It ain't over until it's over. Is the memorable Yogi Berra once said, it ain't over till it's over, one of his brilliant comments. So the Din Torah is not over until it's over. At what point is it over? The The Gemara is drawing a dakas like a chilik between say Taylor versus Chayav Atalit and Mai. Wait, that's what we'll get to, okay? So comes Tais and says, we're going to walk the ultimate tightrope, says Taisvis. And this is the tightrope your mamash fall over the cliff with. Says Taisvis, we must put something here. So if you don't stick something here, then we're going to be led down the road of Yeshurusha, which is where we don't want to go. Says Taisvis, something's got to be here. We got to have a line here. Some between Ganav and Mesov. If something's got to be here, we have to put something here. What is going to be here? What are we going to put here? The last thing we want to put is nothing. On the other hand, the last thing we want to put is what? Is a real bona fide gemar din l'chol davar, because then the whole dal v'hei falls by the wayside. Zok Taisvis, you know what's going to be here? Listen to this. Says Taisvis, you tell me. Come on, what's going to be here? What magic words are here? Chayav ato litin lo. You know, the drama is unfolding really fast. Beis Din says, Chayav ato litin lo. And they're about to write down the psak. They're about to issue a tzeitain lo. And two things happen really fast. Number one, the father dies, heart attack on the spot after hearing those words. He's sitting there, Chayav ato litin lo. His son was just found to be a ganav. He can't deal with it. He dies. And then, what happens next? It's all happening within moments of each other. It's like a police, whole story here. The minute Beis Din at 3:02, Beis Din declares, they're about to say, Taino, the father dies, and then they're trying to resuscitate the father. At 3:04, what happens? The guy runs outside and shechs the animal. And then 3:06, the other brothers say, hey, wait a second, you know Dal Behei. This is just, I can't even like catch my breath from the drama here. Says Taisvis, that's the case the Gemara's talking about. Means that's what the Gemara's people with exist because of Tvachai, Kula Bisura. Because with that scenario, you have all the makings, all the trappings of Yerusha. I normally ate a Moish Knas Labanov. This is Nishkin Knas anymore because it already had a what? It had Hamad Bedin. What did Taisvis just tell us? Something unbelievable. It's so unbelievable. I'm not sure we can believe it. What did Taisvis just tell us? Taisvis just told us that the definition of what constitutes Hamad Bedin vis-a-vis what? Vis-a-vis to be keveya, whether something is mamon or kenas, is not identical with what's called hamad bedin, vis-a-vis to be keveya, whether you're a wad or a what? A galav or a gazlan. There are two different sugyas, Taisvis. You can have your cake and eat it. It's not a checkmate anymore. I found a place to move the bishop, protect the I found a way out. It didn't look that way. I thought I was mamon and checkmate. I'm smart. I figured it out, Taisvis. I can have my cake and eat it. I can have my hamad bedin, but not really. In hilchis, Yerusha, to make something from Knas and to Mammon. The mere Psach Beis Din of Hamad Bedin of Chayav Ato Litin Lo is enough. Beis Din finished. That was enough to be Keveya, that it's no longer Knas, now it's Mammon, it's Litin Yerusha, even though normally Ein Yerusha but Knas. The last place Taisvis wanted to say is Yesh Yerusha. That's bad, says Taisvis. Ein Yerusha but Knas, this is Mishkin Knas, this is Mammon. Oh, but not, it's Mammon? It's Mammon. It's Mishkin Gazlam, yeah. For that halacha, that mafkia, that poitif in Dal Behei, it's different halachos. That's not, that doesn't emanate from the mamon knas transformation, knas mamon transformation. That's a different transformation. That's a different form. That requires the next level of tseyatal, tseytein loy. Only a tseytein loy is sufficient. What a what a Torah. You got to really learn from the comments and head properly to understand, to appreciate this taisis. One can begin to understand why nobody else wanted to say this. Because the Chayra, any Rishon who didn't want to say this, didn't want to say it for one reason. Because you're splitting hairs. Either it is Hamad Bedin or Ashkenaz Hamad Bedin. So Taisa says, Abrishketay, there are two Hamad Bedin. They're two different halachas. Each one works with its own definition, its own parameters of what's called Hamad Bedin.
Asking that it's already yours.
No, that means that's another way of saying Kulubi Surah. He sees he's
no, but he's asking even in the Maskana a few Chatzavi Surah.
No.
The Gemara he says now when the Gemara says he woke up at Safra and he says Kulubi Surah, a few Chatzavi Surah. So what's the case?
So now, what's so he says? Obviously, other marish kashpado. And if you're going to tell me it's amud din, that can't be kishlot tovayachem ocher. But what do you mean kishlot tovayachem ocher? It's a filu chatzib yisura. You just said it's a filu chatzib.
No, he's really referring to what the Gemara says. It's he doesn't really mean that. He really means the way he formulates in Bava Kama differently.
In Bava Kama, it's
he quotes like I'm saying. Yes, I know what the Lasha Taiz is a little bit loved after, right? Bava Kama formulates exactly like here. Where's the Taiz in Bava Kama? Who's got Taiz in Bava Kama for me? Where's the Taiz in Bava Kama? Where is it? Where's the Taiz? Here she, quick. Oh boy, it's a big Taiz here. Wow, it's a big, big Taiz. The Einir Lari. The Marach Kula Masnisin Shon Bedin. For Omul Echayev Atalitin Lai. The Chagavna the Mersh Klas the Bonav. Came into Omul Echayev Atalitin Lai. So long, the Tosis. Finally, the Tosis. Ktsas nir doichok perizah. The miyachad the mayelas hamad bedin the chavat alito the inyan shechoshem kilu zoch shach lahayish lebanov im kein gam toil inyan ze toil she yachshav kilu mischayv laviv hey bakar, right? So basically, Tosis says it's the mother shach the whole thing doesn't fit. But a couple point of me see Tosis was doing mamish acrobats. To try to be deicha the rayas, because at the end of the day, Taisus was not convinced for the Eshurusha and Yerusha. So we have three possible rayas, three possible sugyas that are shedding light on that topic. Mesa Avkanim and Madavidin, two ways out of that. Second raya, Reb Shimon, two ways out of that. Third raya, the sugyan Bava Kama, right? Either that's a raya that Yeshurusha, or what was the dichoy? That no. And Hacham Ha'eskin is a Marabidin with all the problems and complications and the Shtickel Torah is there. Rabbi Sai, when all the dust settles, we have six Mahalchim and Ash Sugi where the Yeshua B'Knas and Yeshua B'Knas. We have three pivotal Gemaras, which at the end of the day, we couldn't bring any rise to anything. We have our Lomdish understanding. This is probably part of the age-old question about what the relationship of between the Mice and the Pesach Bezin is vis-a-vis K'nas. At the end of the day, K'dakein B'Kodesh, we've seen the different possibilities. There is no absolute answer to this question. Mamish still be getting able to able to develop chayim. We went through all the sugyas in Shas. Each sugya can be deflected. Each deflection opens up worlds. You have to learn Shavuos HaPikadons. You got to learn Bava Kama Dal Behez. You got to learn about Eid of the Morishes Chos Bitoi. Each one is touching on other major Shas topics. But when all the dust settles, there is no raya brura at all. Where the Yeshurusha B'Knas, the Yeshurusha B'Knas, openly there's no Raya Brura, but the very nature, the essence of Knas is all about.
Didn't Tosu before, Tosu is the one who held Yeshurusha B'Knas, why does he have to...
Tosu is playing all sides.
Tosu is there,
walking there, so where they're falling, right. Okay, so hopefully Mishra tomorrow, a brand new sugya. It's about as far from Knas as you can possibly get. It's a very, very famous sugya. We spoke about a lot in Yavamas days, in the early days of Yavamas, I think before your Tkuf in Yavamas, the sugya of Gimel Nashir Mishamshas B'moich, which has nothing at all to do with Knasas, has to do with, of course, the background of birth control, is this sugya. So Mishra is coming up on Daf Lamites in Ksubas. If you guys really get it, hopefully the Marmakomas will be ready, printed out by the morning, and everybody should please get moving on the sugya. Okay.